Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Sredi decembra je Slovensko društvo Sidney imel svoj letni občni zbor in izvolil nov upravni odbor za leto 2021, kateremu so tudi se pridružili nekateri novi člani. Danes smo povabili dosedanjo tajnico, da nam pove, kaj se je dogajalo in kdo so člani tega odbora. Najprej lepo pozdravljeni na slovenski oddaji Olga Lah in srečno novo leto.
Hvala lepa, Tanja. Hvala. Lep pozdrav tebi in vsem poslušalcem tega programa. My greetings to all the listeners of this program and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. Rada bi vam razlagala, kaj se dogaja v slovenskem društvu Sidney. Upam, da mi dovolite, da nadaljujem v angleščini.
Sure. As I mentioned in the opener, that the annual general meeting was held in December. Tell us a little bit more about how it went and who are these new committee members for 2021?
Yes, the annual general meeting was held on the 13th of December. And I know you were there and the hall was full of interested and loyal members of the club. I really sensed an atmosphere of camaraderie and unity, because everyone seemed to wish the outgoing committee with a great thank you and welcomed the new committee who were going to look into creating a better future for the club. Tanya, it was a very interesting AGM and the election that preceded it was also interesting. Let me explain why. Look, after getting advice from a registered club's lawyer, and because of the COVID-19 restrictions about how many people can attend an AGM, the committee decided, a little reluctantly, but we did decide to hold elections for the new committee via postal votes. This, as you know, Tanya, has never been done in our club before, and the organisation, I found, was very challenging. Look, I want to thank our members for their patience through this process. It wasn't an easy process. But I will say that after all was said and done, the postal elections did actually run quite smoothly. Pater Darko Žnidaršić was the returning officer, and he was assisted by Mihela Šušteršić and Marta Magajna. These officers are very well known and respected in our community, and they had the responsibility of counting the votes and checking the validity of the votes. They made sure that the process was honest and transparent. Tanya, maybe your listeners might be interested to know that as of the 13th of December, the club has almost 400 members. Of these members, 61 are unfinancial or associate members and therefore were unable to vote. It was wonderful to see that almost 74% of our financial members participated in the voting. I think you will agree that's quite a high percentage. 115 members attended the AGM personally, and of all the votes, only 20 votes were invalid. Tanya, the results of the elections. The four current executives, President Anthony Tomagin, Vice President Jorge Lach, Treasurer Mark Stariha, and myself as Secretary, we all re-nominated for the positions we held. Only one candidate challenged each of these executive vacancies, and that was Terezia Matos. The election results, though, clearly reflected that the members have a trust in the Committee of Executives for 2020. And in fact, the four current executives were almost unanimously returned to their positions. So I'm happy to announce that the elected president for 2021 is still Mr. Anthony Tomagin. The vice president is still Mr. Jorge Lach. The treasurer is still Mark Stariha, and I am acting as secretary for the club. Tanya, it was also encouraging to see that 9 candidates competed for only 5 ordinary committee vacancies. We haven't had such a response for a long time. And the successful candidates for the 5 remaining board vacancies were Mr. Alfred Brezhnik, Mrs. Lynn Pushenyak, Miss Tanya Resnik, Miss Mimi DeRoy, and Mr. Vladimir Chef. Thank you to all the members of Slovensko Društvo for their strong support and encouragement. We have the momentum to keep acting and working to protect and safeguard the club.
A couple of new, let's say, old names have appeared in the ordinary members of the committee for this year, which obviously, like you said, having 9 to choose from for only 5 places was obviously a big difference that we haven't had for quite a number of years. Tell us a bit more about the club's current financial status. I know the last time we'd spoken a little while ago that it wasn't in a great position. Has that changed at all?
The financial reports of the last several years, I think, have shown that the club was always making substantial financial losses. Anyone who looked at our financial reports at the AGMs for the last, certainly the last decade, would see that there was a financial downward trend. Tanya, that hasn't changed. There are probably several reasons for this that probably today I can't discuss. But I will say this, that the committee of 2020 have worked extremely hard to stop the financial losses. COVID-19 certainly helped because we were not able to open the club to functions that were previously making losses. But the committee, with good management, especially under Mark Stariha, was able to cut unnecessary costs and review all the spending that had been carried out in previous years. That resulted in quite a lot of saving, and together with some insurance payouts, Tanya, we have deposited much needed funds back into the club's bank account. In fact, the financial report at the last AGM has shown for the first time in many years a positive financial balance. So we are definitely on the right road, thanks to the good management of the committee.
And I think obviously the members have seen that along the way in 2020, and that's probably why they have voted, let's say, the executive committee back in, because they have seen that that you guys are very much putting things in the right direction and trying to understand how we can make things better to make sure that this club prospers for many years to come. Given that situation and the, you know, the court case, I think is still ongoing for a number of months, will still be. What are the committee main goals, let's say, for this half of the year or this year?
Okay. Look, unfortunately, you're right. You've mentioned the court case, Tanya. Unfortunately, the court case in which we are defending the club against the claims by the tenant, Carmine Labazeta, is still in progress. And unfortunately, I think the timetable for the court case has actually been extended. So there is no end to this challenge in sight at the moment. So setting goals has been difficult for us because every time we set a goal, something changes in the format of what is happening. So I guess the main thing is to actually defend the club at every chance we can, certainly through the court case. Look, the tenants claim that his lease includes large portions of land that surround the club, and as well as the whole front entrance of the club, we just find outrageous. And the committee who works for the club, who represents the club, is determined to defend our rights and assets. So our goal is certainly to do that to the best of our ability. Tanya, of course, the club is facing legal costs in its defence against the court action. This is a reality we have to address. The club is very thankful for the generosity of some benevolent Slovenians who have loaned money to the club on zero interest to fight this legal battle. Look, the overwhelming support of our members that was shown at the AGM in December, as you mentioned, returned the committee almost unanimously. And with that action, they have shown to us clearly that they support us, and we as a committee appreciate that immensely. We had a big banner that stated very clearly what we want to focus on. The slogan march, in unity there is strength.
And that's also obviously in relation obviously to also the members themselves, because obviously 2020 wasn't a year where the club was open all that much because of those restrictions. But obviously we're hoping 21 will be a much better year for that and for gatherings, let's say, and social events with the members. And in saying that, I guess now that we're sort of at the end of January, when will the club now be reopening for its members?
Yes, Tanya, you asked me before what our goals are. I did talk about defending the club, but one of our most important goals is to make available to our members the opportunity to have their Sunday get-togethers, because they've told us over and over again that it is so important to them. These Sundays have always been well supported, and I can sense that there is a lot of enjoyment and joy in being able to you know, talk and have relationships with other Slovenians. So we will continue to organise the Open Sundays, possibly and hopefully twice a month. The first Open Sunday that we are planning is on the 7th of February, Prešeren dan. On this day, the club will open at 11 a.m. and lunch will be available from 11:30. Look, if COVID restrictions allow, we would like to organise some music on this day. That was always our hope. But of course, it depends on the restrictions at the time. We will certainly keep our members informed. The second Open Sunday will be on the 28th of February. And after that, we will have Open Sundays on every second Sunday of the month and every fourth Sunday of the month. Please, please mark those dates down on your calendar. I also want to let members know something a little bit different that will be happening. On the second Sunday of each month, we will offer lunch to our members. However, on the fourth Sunday of each month, we will not offer lunch. Instead, our members will be able to enjoy delicious home-baked cakes and pastries with their coffee, tea or drinks. We hope that our members will understand that without a fully functioning kitchen, it is difficult for our elderly volunteers to cater for our members the way they would like to. I hope that they will understand our new organisation. We will review this after June. I think the important thing is that our members can meet and reconnect with their friends on these occasions. And there will be notices given out at the club about these dates so that it will keep reminding people of when they are able to visit us. Tanya, remember also that on the Sundays that we are closed, our members are always welcome at the Triglav Club, and the menu and food there are wonderful. As I said before, the slogan march, in unity there is strength. We as Slovenians have to remember this. Only one more point I'd like to make, Tanya, if you would allow me. Can I remind all the visitors to our club that they must register their contact details on entering the club? Handwriting these details is no longer permitted. If you do not have a smartphone to sign in, a member of the committee will sign you in on a computer, and your details, when entered into this computer, will go straight to Services New South Wales. Nobody else sees those details. What would help us is, of course, if you come with your membership card. That will help us process much quicker. Tanya, in conclusion, the committee hopes to meet with many of our members and visitors on these Open Sundays. We will be so thrilled to have the number of people visiting that we had last year. Please come and support us. come and support your club.
Olga Lah, hvala za današnji pogovor o novem odboru pri Slovenskem društvu Sidney in tudi recimo na črtih in spremembe, ki boste naredili recimo za ta srečanja članov, ki vsak drugo in četrto nedeljo bo od marca naprej in seveda naslednjič se bomo srečali v nedeljo 7. februarja, ko bo ponovno odprto in bomo praznovali slovenski kulturni praznik Prešernov dan, da do takrat pa seveda vam želimo veliko uspeha in upamo tudi malo sreče naprej.
Anja in poslušalci, bodite zdravi in varni.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.